NATO has confirmed that North Korean troops have been deployed to assist Russian forces in the Kursk region, a part of Russia currently under assault from Ukraine.
The deployment of North Korean troops signifies, first, a serious escalation in the DPRK's ongoing involvement in Russia's illegal conflict, NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte stated, using the acronym for North Korea's official name, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. He urged both Russia and North Korea to halt these actions immediately, Benjamin Wright reporting.
Israel carried out strikes on the southern Lebanese city of Tyre as the Israel Defense Forces reported targeting Hezbollah fighters elsewhere in the region.
Lebanon's health ministry announced on social media that 7 people were killed and 17 others injured as Israeli forces attacked a building in Tyre's Corniche and Ramal area around dawn. The IDF noted its northern command fighter jets were deployed over Tyre to impede Hezbollah's efforts to restore its military capabilities. Joseph Eckerson reporting.
Global oil prices are seeing a steep decline after an Israeli retaliatory strike over the weekend targeted Iranian military installations instead of energy infrastructure, as had been feared.
Crude oil prices spiked globally on October 2nd after Iran launched nearly 200 missiles at Israel, marking an escalation of hostilities involving Israel, Iran, and its Arab allies that could threaten to destabilize the region further. While Iran is the world's 7th largest oil producer, a broader Middle Eastern conflict could have a wider impact. Liam White reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
A 37-year-old Kansas woman died after she accidentally backed into a plane's spinning propeller while attempting to take photos, authorities reported.
Amanda Gallagher, a photographer, had been on the plane to capture images of skydivers Saturday afternoon, and she returned with the plane after the skydivers jumped, according to Air Capital Drop Zone, where the incident happened. The plane landed in Derby, near Wichita, and the next set of jumpers were preparing to board, Air Capital Drop Zone reported. Jessica Oakley reporting.
A Louisiana state trooper entered a no-contest plea to reduce charges that will allow him to avoid jail time in the 2019 arrest and death of black motorist Ronald Green.
This marks the first conviction in a prolonged police brutality case that once sparked nationwide outrage. Corey York had been the most seriously charged of 5 officers indicted 2 years ago, after body camera footage showed him dragging Green by ankle shackles and leaving him cuffed and face down before he stopped breathing, Lawrence Keller reporting.
Minneapolis police arrested a man on second-degree attempted murder charges for allegedly shooting his neighbor following a protracted year-long dispute.
The arrest followed a tense standoff involving a SWAT team and the suspect, 54-year-old John Herbert Sawchak, who peacefully surrendered on Monday, according to authorities. Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty, whose office is prosecuting, confirmed that Sawchak is in custody on suspicion of second-degree attempted murder for allegedly shooting his neighbor, Jim Kender reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.